In Italy, home of some of the world's great cultural treasures, scores of buildings, paintings, and sculptures are deteriorating. Experts blame a lack of state funding. Now, a nonprofit foundation is trying to help by shocking Italians into taking responsibility for their art heritage. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
First word on the second line of the inscription at the base of the statue.
These American tourists are on an angels and demons hunt following clues from the Dan Brown novel.
S-A, because I think there's a T, St. Angelo.
The location is Rome's Castel Sant'Angelo, Emperor Hadrian's mausoleum, later turned into a papal fortress. The Italian government recently earmarked nearly $2 million in emergency funding for the monument after a newspaper warned it ran the risk of collapse, publishing photos of holes in its crumbling brickwork. In centuries past, sacking and looting took their toll on artworks. In recent decades, pollution, vandalism, and neglect have been responsible for their decay. The Italian Culture Ministry's inventory of artworks runs to nearly 5 million. Its 2005 budget is just over $30 million for upkeep and restoration of many hundreds of churches, palaces, convents, and museums. Less than half the amount, an independent study estimates, is needed just for maintenance. Italy spends just 0.2% of its GDP to preserve its art heritage, compared to 0.5% or even 1% in some European countries, and next year's budget will cut art funding still further. Tour guide Giorgio Sansa says Italians are surrounded by so much art that they take it for granted.
I often saw people, every day going to work and just not seeing the Colosseum and suddenly realizing, when they have some people visiting them, that there is the Colosseum.
The private foundation Città Italia has decided to make Italians aware of what's at stake.
Alla mia destra potete ammirare il Davide di Michelangelo. Una volta le gambe erano due, ma poi invece qui.
In this radio spot, a tour guide is heard saying, "Here is Michelangelo's David. Once he had two legs, but now, and here under that big mold stain, you can just imagine the Birth of Venus by Botticelli." A TV spot shows famous landmarks, but without the monuments that made them famous. Rome without the Colosseum, Venice without the Bridge of Sighs, Pisa without the Leaning Tower. The slogan is, without your help, Italy could lose something. Lido Prato, Secretary General of Città Italia, says that Italians don't perceive the risks these works are running and that they can perish.
Ecco perché noi abbiamo fatto quella campagna shock.
That's why we did such a provocative campaign. Cutting David's legs means that artworks are made by human beings and as such are perishable at a certain point. How long will an artwork last? It depends on those who preceded us. It depends on us. And it depends on those who will follow us.
Prato says more and more Italians are visiting museums and spending more on cultural activities, so he's hopeful that images of mutilated Michelangelo statues and scratched-out Leonardo frescoes will stir consciences and open wallets. And Prato says the campaign's other slogan comes from Dostoevsky, "Beauty will save the world." Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
You can find more information about the campaign at npr.org.